Terror Trip, Delegation of Senior Hamas Officials Visit Tehran. By Deborah Danan on July 21, 2019. Tel Aviv, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh said Saturday that a delegation of senior officials from the terror group had arrived in Tehran for an unspecified purpose that would lead to important results. The visit would continue for a few days, the Hamas chief said, according to a statement released on the terror group's website. Iran funds Hamas armed wing, the Izzaddin al-Qassam Brigades, as well as the military arm of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the Al-Quds Brigades. The delegation is headed by Saleh Arouri, the deputy chairman of Hamas Politburo, who is also one of the founders of the Izzaddin al-Qassam Brigades and the mastermind behind several terrorist attacks against Israelis, including the 2014 kidnapping and murder of three Israeli teenagers. The U.S. State Department last year issued a $5 million reward for any information leading to Arouri's arrest. Haniyeh addressed Hamas' withdrawal from Syria, saying the move was procedural and fully investigated. He stressed that Hamas had no interest in interfering in Syria's internal affairs and wished the war-torn country a speedy rehabilitation process. Meanwhile, the pro-Hamas London-based Middle East Monitor said a Hamas delegation met with Iranian officials in Beirut on Friday at the Iranian embassy to discuss the repercussions of the Trump administration's as-yet-unveiled peace plan. Special aide to the president of the Iranian Shura Council, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, reiterated Iran's support for the Palestinian people and their heroic resistance, praising the role Hamas and the resistance are playing to combat the Israeli occupation and defend Muslim sanctities, the report said. Some 7,000 Palestinians took part in Friday's weekly border march. Rocks, grenades and explosives were thrown at IDF forces, and some Palestinians were caught trying to infiltrate the border fence. 97 Palestinians were injured, the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza said. Earlier this month, Hamas launched a rare, surprise military drill across Gaza simulating the capture of IDF forces operating in the territory. The drill saw the mobilization of reserve units, security personnel, police, intelligence units and soldiers from the terror group's military brigade. The IDF responded with its own large-scale exercise simulating war in the Gaza Strip. During a televised speech at a rally for the so-called March of the Return protests, senior Hamas leader Fatih Hamad warned that if the blockade of Gaza, imposed by Israel and Egypt for security reasons, is not lifted by July 19, every Jew on the planet should be killed. But our brothers, in the diaspora, are still preparing. They are trying to prepare. They are warming up. A long time has passed with them warming up. All of you 7 million Palestinians abroad, enough of the warming up. You have Jews everywhere and we must attack every Jew on the planet by way of slaughter and killing, if God permits. Enough of the warming up, he added. Hamad also warned that despite what Israel might think, Gazans are not rational, and that if they die they will do so honorably while cutting off the heads of Jews and killing them with explosive belts, which he said Hamas has been actively manufacturing in factories, according to a translation of his speech by the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory.